there, Peter.
Why do you always start very high-pitched? Have you noticed that?
What do you mean?
The last few, you've done a couple octaves higher than you probably should. I like it because you smile when you do it, so it's refreshing.
It's because I'm wearing my new sports underwear.
I don't understand anything.
Actually, I do have a very short story about that. Do you remember after Millinocket and Paul Chekel and I were talking at the Scudic Inn post-race about how certain body parts froze, thank you. And I said, well, I'm going to start a company that makes sports clothing that protects. Well, these things already exist. I had no idea.
Of course they do. You were late to the party.
So Artists in Residence, ABG, for Christmas gives me a pair of these underpinnings. And they have what's called a wind panel. And I tested them out the other day.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, it worked perfectly. It protected my regions.
I'm going to ask you a question now, and I don't want to go down this wormhole at all.
Let's not.
But is it too warm?
No. No, it really was. There's not like a there's not like a glove heat packet in there.
Okay.
You know, you're not
microwave.
You're not shaking up a hot pocket and throwing it down there.
Throwing in there.
I don't think that's advisable.
But you're not wearing it on a warm day. There's no need.
Well, you could. It's not a heat thing.
It's a barrier.
It's a panel that is made out of some sort of scientific super material.
It's a panty shield, buddy.
That stops.
That's all it is.
Wind.
It's a panty shield for running.
That
for men.
May have crossed a line there.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what it is.
No, I don't think we can say that.
But isn't that what it is?
I don't wear panties, so it's not a panty shield.
What's wrong with that?
It's a sport short, wind resistant, impenetrable panel, Peter. How do you like popping those plosives?
It's a panel shield.
It's a panel shield.
We'll call it a panel shield. Done. Sold. Bought.
I think it's what they used to put on the front of the space shuttle upon reentry.
Or the Knight Rider car. It was on Kit.
Either one of those.
Kit had the shield.
Anyway, fellas, ladies, don't listen. Fellas, if you ever encounter this problem, if you're ever going to go run any distance in really, really cold weather, and it might be windy, I suggest you go out and buy a pair of these windshield underwears.
Come on, Bray.
Brian, that's great. How was your run today?
Well, yesterday, Peter.
Okay, take it.
You and I.
Close enough.
We're shoulder to shoulder on the treadmills.
Sure were, man.
The dreadmills. Because we weren't at the Heartbreak Hill Running Company.
No, we were not.
Wonderful Dan Fitzgerald's wonderful
state-of-the-art,
magnificent treadmills. We were at our regular old gym.
Yeah, which is perfectly fine.
It's actually better than fine. It's a very nice place.
The sun was out, so at least it was fine, but it was just too cold and icy outside. So we did about 40-odd minutes on the old treadmills. Now, I just found out, you were doing a different thing. You're not training right now.
No, I needed to, as I said, I'm going to work on speed and strength, so I did 4 YASOs.
And I was just trying to clock in my middle-of-the-week numbers so that I can build up to my long run coming up here at the end of week 3 of marathon training of 16 weeks. And do you remember what I said to you I had to do on the treadmill? Do you remember?
You said you had to do 4 miles. It was just the midweek grind.
Yeah, it was just got to get them in. So I do it, and it was fine. It's awful. Everything is awful. The steps are awful. Everything's awful. The belt, the numbers, the things, the data. I have to do the thing where I have to hide from the numbers. I can't look at it.
Oh, I have to turn off the soap operas immediately.
I see that you put like
and
your,
then I put
you
two.
Put, yeah, you put your dress shoes on top of the panel and a coat.
Towels.
And
I actually use my wind panel underwear.
You sit one of your dogs on it to cover it up.
Anything I can do not to see how slow I'm going and how many more hundredths of a mile I have to go.
No, I do the same thing. I turn the data off, but there's still that. So even though the big screen is off and it's just that sort of void, it has a vague, like you know it's in there. It's shadowy figures moving slightly in the void. But then below that, there's that little LCD screen that's really hard to see. And yet somehow, even though we're trying to maintain bodily functions while running,
it catches your eye.
Yeah, you're just always like, oh, really? It's only been 6 minutes? That's 6 minutes and 20 seconds?
Because all it's telling you is your elapsed time, basically.
Yeah. So I was supposed to do three, it turns out, not four. So I ended up doing a bonus mile, which is fine because I was a mile short on the weekend. So I feel like...
Hey, now wait a minute. That is not good thinking.
I know
right
it's
there,
not.
Sir.
I know.
You don't make up for your long run. Your long run's different than your midweek run.
I hear you, and that's why I just confess to you. This is what I do. I don't tell you with a big preamble that I'm going to confess. Yeah. I just come right out with a confession. You signal.
Yeah.
So I did an extra mile. It's fine. What's an extra mile on a treadmill? Who cares?
Wasn't
my long.
Well, how are your ankles feeling after that extra mile?
They're fine.
Yes?
Yeah, they're fine.
All right, I'm glad you're healed.
I got to be careful, though. I'm mindful of it, and the stretching is mandatory now.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe if we jumped back in time to a year ago, I would say to you, I'm not one of those guys who stretches.
It was only four. I felt fine.
I'm fine. Yeah, no. Well, yeah, way to go, old man. Old man Villa.
No, I'm proud of you. You're doing well. You're training for the Boston Marathon, for crying out
loud. Oh, my goodness gracious me.
It's like 97 days or something like that.
I got to get my page up. I haven't done that yet. That's a task.
Hello?
I can't find a good photo of myself. It's really about that. And my narrative, my story. What's my story, Brian?
Peter, I believe you have to raise somewhere in the neighborhood of $6,000.
Minimum $6,000.
For a good cause.
For Spalding Rehabilitation. Race for Rehabilitation. Why wouldn't you?
So I applaud you, and I want to donate to
I know you do. Many people have said they do. They're very generous. People are very verbally generous. And they just like, hey, where do I do that? And I said, I'm not sure yet. Hold on.
Provide me a mechanism to give you money.
By the time this episode is live, in like a day, oh gosh. The page will be up. The page will be up.
I'll believe that. When
the page
I see
will
it.
Be in the show notes. Gosh. Look, I did it. I verbaled it. I did it.
Peter, I did something that you don't even know that I did.
I'd like to know. Tell me.
If you go to the howwasyourruntoday.com or hwyrt.com.
Wait, we own that?
We do.
hwyrt.com.
Go to our website.
hwyrt.com.
There's a new what link.
What?
A new page called 2017 races.
I love it.
And it lists the races that you and I are currently signed up for.
Okay.
And when you actually have a CrowdRise page.
I can link it right there?
I will put it up there for you.
Okay, well, because I don't have...
I'll take a little... the way it works is I take a Post-it note and I write down CrowdRise page.
Stick it on your screen.
I stick it on the screen and I see it.
And it's always there.
Yeah, that and link, I know...
That's called a permalink, I think. Is that the official name in tech speak? So. Brian, you've had this crazy notion that's been brewing in that old noggin of yours for the last month or so.
Cold fusion.
Well, I'd love it if you could do that, because then we could stop doing this show. But no, it wasn't cold fusion.
Oh.
It was better than cold
fusion. The other idea.
What was the other idea? Tell the people. They want to know. They want to love you, Brian.
It's a simple idea, and often the best things come from the simplest of ideas.
Go ahead.
I said to myself, Brian, we've had a lot of wonderful guests this year.
I'm truly blessed. So many.
Why don't we ask them to tell us what their 2017 goals are?
Oh, I love this idea. And did you do that?
We did. Beginning with two people who are very good friends and who are actually spending the winter in the same city together of San Diego, California. It's Kelly Roberts from Run, Selfie, Repeat and Brogan Graham from November Project.
Can we listen to them right now talk about us?
Oh, let's.
Okay.
Hello and Happy New Year. This is Kelly Roberts of Run, Selfie, Repeat, and I was on episode 51 of How Is Your Run Today? Man, ugh. Personally, my goal is just to survive 2017. I mean, if there's one thing we learned about 2016 is that it can get worse. No, big things. I just signed on with Wazelle. It's a kick-ass women's apparel line. So we have some really, really crazy fun things coming up to look forward to in 2017. And I'm trying to do that little thing of qualify for the Boston Marathon during the London Marathon. So my daily vlog, BQ or Bust, lives on. You can see me crying into a camera about how hard it is to run. But yeah, 2017 is all about encouraging more women to join the Sports Bra Squad and to, you know, just help runners not take themselves so seriously and laugh more. I hope you guys have a great new year. I'll talk to you soon. Can't wait for that beer mile.
Hey guys, this is Brogan Graham, also known as BG. I'm one of the November Project dudes. You can listen to episode 40 to catch up with the interview that we did this past summer, I think. Me and my dad, Boyan, were on that show, as well as some cameos from Emily Saul, Chris Capozzi, and some other knuckleheads. 2017, you know, I think I'm going to go light on the running. I had a really great year last year, 12, 13, 14, maybe 15 big runs for me. I really got into the beer mile in 2016, so I think I'll probably keep that going. But yeah, I'm kind of going to take some time off of running, but obviously keep going to November Project San Diego and whatever November Project City tribe that I wake up to. So I'm excited for this new year. I do currently have some black and blue toenails from the PR day, which is a just basically a hill repeats here at Balboa Park in San Diego, with a lot of downhill. So I'm starting the new year with two giant, big black toenails. And then, you know, probably one of my major goals is, as much as possible, to use my new burrito bag. Now, the burrito bag is it's attached to my handlebars on the front of my bike. And my buddy Kevin and I have this deal where we put the burritos in the bag and then we ride up and down the hills here in California, almost as if we're chasing like the carrot that's hanging out in front of us. And then once we feel like we've done enough of a workout, we pull over and chomp the burritos. I really appreciate you guys putting me on. I didn't even swear once in this fucking interview. Love you. Bye.
Peter, I have to say that Brogan's burrito bag reminds me of our runs up to the burrito place near Heartbreak Hill when we do that, when the weather isn't as foul as it is now.
You mean Burrito Wednesdays?
Burrito Wednesdays. We leave from here, run 2 miles, basically up.
Uphill.
Uphill to the base of Heartbreak Hill.
The backside of it.
Right.
And then we order burritos and drink a lot of free water.
We drink a lot of free water.
And then you throw those burritos into your burrito bag.
Special bag. It only holds 2 burritos.
And then we run another 2 and change back. Sometimes we take up a little bit of the Heartbreak Hill just while we're waiting.
But sometimes that's gotta bang it out.
Sometimes
you gotta run up Heartbreak Hill backwards. I mean the backside of it, not backwards. Boy, that would be hard.
That would be hard. Let's not do that. But let's get back to Burrito Wednesdays circa a month from now.
Well, that's a question because you are in your Boston Marathon training, yeah, and you have to look at your schedule and see what Wednesdays allow. Do you have space for a 4 in there?
Well, I definitely have space for a 4 in there, but it's typically either a Tuesday or a Thursday, and sometimes it's a 5, to be honest. But
we could do a 5.
We could also slide it. I could move it to a Wednesday. That's not the end of the world.
Well, let's plan on doing that in March.
The other thing that is revealed there, Kelly Roberts lets it slip that we are planning our first ever HWRT beer mile. So more information to come. I hope she can make it. I'm not sure she can. She's going to be in London running the marathon.
Let's just let that tease
just linger.
Sit.
Just let people know that, yeah, something's coming, something good. Hey, who's up next from the old archives?
We have 3 wonderful friends of the show.
Yeah.
All of them wonderful people.
And great runners.
Treadmill Queen and Queen of Feedback Corner, Lauren Madden.
Oh, I love that.
Dr. Rebecca Breslow.
Oh, I know her. She's
her of the tent. She of the medical tent.
She of the medical tent.
And coming right up, your good friend and mine, Dave Avakian.
Is he up first?
Watch out for the lightning.
Dave, what do you have to say for yourself?
Hi, everybody. It's Dave Avakian. Listen to episode 38 if you want to find out of how to survive a lightning strike. Thank you for all you guys do, Brian and Peter, or is it Peter and Brian? You guys probably will work that out. I've been running some, but spending actually more time with learning the ukulele. Peter told me last year that I should focus on something, and so I picked the ukulele. It's smaller than a cello, and to understand the meaning of that, tune into the episode 38. We explain all of that, too. Let me give you just a little quick listen to on the uke here. And maybe more of that to come as the future holds. Take good care, everybody.
Hey, running dudes. It's Lauren Madden from episode 5 of the fantastic podcast, How Is Your Run Today? My goal for 2017 is just to keep on running, one foot in front of the other, making it happen and enjoying it. Happy New Year, everyone.
I need a run.
10 cc's of running stat.
Hi, my name is Dr. Rebecca Breslow. Happy 2017. You can hear my interview on episode 29 of How Is Your Run Today. I have a lot of plans for 2017, but mostly they are to be in the medical tent rather than running myself. Although I do plan to continue running every day, I'm enjoying my new job as a sports medicine doctor, and I will be in the medical tent at the finish line at the Boston Marathon in 2017. I will also be part of the medical team at the New Balance Indoor Grand Prix here in Boston at the end of January, as well as in the 2017 New England College Championships in February. Additionally, I'm going to be on the medical team supporting the National Masters 10K Road Championship at the James Joyce Ramble in Dedham in April. That's what I have on the calendar so far, and I'm looking forward to those things. And I hope you are all healthy in your running and don't need to see me in the medical tent. Take care. Bye.
You know, Brian, I am going to make it a special point to visit the medical tent after I run the 2017 Boston Marathon, not because...
Peter, it may not be your choice.
No, listen, it will be, thank you. Not because I will seek medical attention, just the medical love of Dr. Rebecca Breslow, just to say hi and high-five her, because that's so awesome that she'll be there.
Do you know that after every race of any length that I finish, as soon as I cross the finish line and I press the button on my watch... Someone will come up to me with a very concerned yet stern look in their eye and point to me and have a come here motion with their finger and say, are you okay?
It's not unlike the Jetsons when you press the button on your watch. A medical robot is dispensed from a panel in the wall and comes out and grabs you and whisks
you
away.
I must look close to death every time I finish that. The finish photos... The finish line photos do not lie. I look bad. You are like a superstar with the raised fingers and you're flashing signs and you're smiling with a twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, because I took an extra hour on the course.
I am gray.
No, you're fine. You are ashen sometimes. You don't look right. But, I mean, that's most days.
I've lost teeth.
That's most days, dude. You don't look good in general. That's not your strength, man. That's not.
Are you saying I have a face for podcasting?
Why can I not Skype these calls? Why am I here in the room with you?
You know, Peter, here at HWRT, we encourage literacy.
We do. We promote literacy. We love reading while running.
That's difficult.
It's challenging, but that's why you have to do it.
That's true. It's one of those skills you need to have.
But no, we love books and we love people who write books. And to that point, Brian, who's joining us next?
Well, 4 published authors.
Oh.
Dan Horan.
The Running Friar?
The Running Friar.
Dan Horan, The Running Friar.
Amy Moritz. I thought she would be faster.
Of the Buffalo newspaper
That's
realm?
Yes.
Her book's coming out in 2017, I hear.
Alex Dolan.
Published author Alex Dolan?
Twice published author.
Twice?
Working on number 3.
Is he right now?
He's selling number 3 right now.
He's listening to this. He's not busy doing it. He's come on, Alex.
He's actually busy on his own podcast. We can talk about that another time.
Another time.
And the one and only.
Huge fan of the show. Big supporter.
I'm a huge fan of his.
Absolutely.
Caleb Daniloff.
Whose book I am deep in right now, Running Ransom Road. And if you haven't read it, anybody out there, please pick it up. It's phenomenal.
The subject matter is intense, and Caleb's a really good writer. All of our friends are.
Let's go listen to them right now.
Hey, Brian, Peter, and HWYRT community. This is Dan Horan here, the Franciscan friar, author, sub-sub-elite runner, and self-proclaimed How Was Your Run Today chaplain. You may remember my voice from episode 36 and the fun times that were had there. Go back if you haven't heard it yet and listen to it. It's awesome. Before I say anything else, I need to say congratulations, Brian, on successfully completing Millinocket, and Peter, to you for an awesome Crankle 2K. So sorry I couldn't be there to be with you guys. Maybe next year. Maybe. No verbal. Anyway, 2016 was great. I moved from Boston to Chicago, another great running city. Not as great, perhaps, as Boston, but it's growing on me. Ran a couple half marathons, one a 5K, one a 10K, did some things. And 2017, though, is where I'm going to make the big leap. I haven't run a marathon before, and I'm registered for two in 2017. So if any of the other listeners are going to be in New Orleans in February for the Rock and Roll New Orleans Marathon, see you there. And in September in the Sioux City Marathon. So I'm looking forward to that. And some of my favorite races in the world, including the annual Atlanta Peachtree 10K on July 4th and the Utica Boilermaker Road Race, the 15K in upstate New York. Lots of fun to be had. So in terms of goals, I'm just hoping to see if I like the longer distance of the marathon. And if not, maybe 2017 will be the first and last year. I'm hoping not. I have a feeling I might like it. Anyways, always listen to you guys. Love HWYRT. Keep up the great work and keep running.
Hello, this is Amy Moritz, and I was the guest of the boys on episode 42 of How Was Your Run Today? You can go back and listen to that episode where you can hear me talk about the subject of my book that I'm writing called I Thought You'd Be Faster, Tales of an Accidental Athlete. And I mention that because one of my goals for 2017 is to have that finished and published and available for you all to read and enjoy and make some comments on and give me your feedback on. And I wish that 2017 is a year that you can embrace the title of runner and athlete, which is something I'm looking to do more of in 2017. As far as racing, I am doing the Around the Bay 30K in Hamilton, Ontario in March. This has been a bucket race list of mine for some time. I was registered to do it a few years ago, but gave myself a concussion in the shower about a month before the race. So this year I'm wrapping myself in bubble wrap and just wanting to get to the start line and then eventually to the finish line. I also have planned in May to do the Right to Run, which is a 19K in Seneca Falls, New York. Looking forward to that. And doing more trail running this year. Other than those two races, I don't have anything else on my schedule, so feel free to shoot me any ideas for late summer or fall, especially any trail races that I'm trying to work my way into doing more of. Other than that, I wish all How Was Your Run Today listeners a great 2017 and look forward to seeing what goals we achieve this year.
Hello, this is Alex Dolan, and you can listen to my interview on episode 22 of How Was Your Run Today. And for 2017, I am planning on doing more writing. I have had my second book out last year and hoping to get a book deal for book three and to finish book four. But fitness-wise, I am hoping to do more with CrossFit. I started doing some work with kettlebells last year, and I'm hoping to kind of go a little bit deeper into that and core fitness this year. So happy new year, everybody, and I hope you have a fit and happy 2017. Bye.
Hi, my name is Caleb Daniloff, the breakout star of episode 32 of How Was Your Run Today? I had an eventful 2016, and I'm looking forward to an even more eventful 2017. As far as what I have on tap for races, I've got the Frozen 5-miler in February. That's on Super Bowl Sunday. It's in Cambridge. That has a pretty big November project turnout. In March, I signed up for the LA Marathon. Beyond that, in June is the North Face Endurance Challenge Series debut at Wachusett Mountain. It also is the November Project Summit 5.0, so that usually is a pretty raucous and sweat-filled time. My big race this coming year is in October. It's Ghost Train. I signed up for the 75-miler. What's cool about Ghost Train, that's in New Hampshire, but what's cool about Ghost Train train is it's all in increments of 15, and you can jump up or drop down on race day. There are no DNFs. So if I'm feeling pretty good, who knows, maybe I'll go for the 100. If not, I guess I'll drop down to the 2 or the 1. And let's see, and last but not least, thanks to Brian Gould, Pam Rickard, and the other guy on the podcast, I can't remember his name, Tom something. Just kidding, Peter Villa. I will be doing the Millinocket Marathon up in Maine. It looked like an amazing time this past year, primarily because it was so brutally cold and windy, conditions that I love to hate, or hate to love, or love to hate to love. But anyway, and other things, let's see, I'm continuing my vegetarian adventures in February. I think I'm going to try and jump on the vegan train and see if that, what sort of impact that has. I can say that going vegetarian has had a positive impact on my fitness and overall health. I would definitely recommend it. I've been writing about it for Runner's World at Vegemite online. You can check it out. Other than that, I'm just waiting for a couple of toenails to grow back from last year. And what else can I say? Keep listening to Hart. I don't know how you pronounce that acronym. How was your run today? Anyway, I love those guys. I love all the guests that have been on. And I urge you all to keep listening and keep running and be joyful next year. Cheers. Bookman out.
Well, I'm suitably impressed.
Well, I'm psyched because I don't have to do any more reading today. Like, I have this quota of reading every day. But I feel like just by having them do sort of an audiobook version of themselves to me, I'm good.
I'm only going to say one comment. I loved everything everybody said.
Yes.
They're so fast. They're so strong. They're so fit. They're so literate.
And funny and sweet.
But one of the races that Caleb mentioned is a race in which you can decide which, how many 15-mile segments you can do. Now, I was thinking about this, and I said, oh, okay.
Sure, I know how many I could do.
Maybe you do 3, and then you say, no, I'm only going to do 2. Peter, do you know that 2 segments is longer than a marathon?
I
do, because
do
the math.
I can do that math, and that's why if I were to ever, and I'm not saying I would, I'd do 1.
Let's not speak of this anymore.
Thank you. Moving on. Who's closing us out? Who we got left?
We have 2 people who offer incredible advice.
Unparalleled wisdom.
Wonderful enthusiasm.
Yes.
And positive vibes.
I'll take it. Who we got?
Pam Rickard.
I love you, Pam.
And Boyan Mandarich.
He scares me a little bit, but I also equally love him.
Let's go.
Okay.
Happy New Year. How was your run today, friends and family? This is Pam Rickard, and I was interviewed in episode number 53 of How Was Your Run Today? I have many plans and goals and races already signed up for in 2017. But honestly, my overarching goal is to find and maintain a balance between commitment and flexibility, because I really love pushing the envelope and continuing to go outside my self-perceived comfort zone. But on the other hand, I really want to focus on remaining flexible and changing my plans when necessary, especially when it comes to my running. I'm so grateful and honored that my running is also connected to my work, though, for the Heron Project as director of THP Runs. So I will focus a lot of my running in that direction. So I do have some really fun things planned right off the bat. I'll be doing a 50K called the Frosty 50K in Winston-Salem. I signed up for another 100-miler. I have done 3 100-mile races and 2 24-hour races. So I've actually run over 100 miles more than 5 times, but I have not done a 100-mile race in more than 2 years. So I signed up to run the Rocky Raccoon 100-miler in Texas. And that's the first weekend in February 5th, I believe that is. after that, I will focus on staying healthy and strong and maintain my fitness level to go into the spring where I have some other fun races and long races scheduled. I'm most looking forward to the Boston Marathon next year in 2017. April 17th, 2006 is my sober anniversary. So because of leap year, this is the first time that the Boston Marathon is actually being held on the anniversary of my sobriety date. So April 17th, 2017, I will celebrate 11 years of sobriety, working on my program of recovery, and also be towing the starting line of the 121st Boston Marathon, which will be my eighth Boston Marathon. So I feel pretty filthy rich to be able to even look forward to that, let alone do it. And I also have some other marathons planned throughout the year. One of my other favorites is going to be Cleveland, which is May, I believe it's May 20th, but it's the third weekend in May in 2017. And if I complete that marathon, it will be my 50th marathon. And that's very special to me because Cleveland was also my first marathon in 1988. So to run it in 1988 is my first, and in 2017 is my 50th will be quite the treat for me. So those are a few of my plans for 2017, and I won't bore you with many more details now, but I'm so overwhelmingly grateful to run even a step, let alone a marathon or an ultra marathon. And I'm extremely grateful to have been featured in the 53rd episode of How Was Your Run Today? But more so, I'm very, very grateful for developing a friendship with Brian and Peter and Anna and their families and Andrea, and I'm really thankful to have met you all, and look forward to talking to you, running with you all, and meeting some more folks that are connected to the show, especially in my favorite city of Boston, Massachusetts. And I thank you so much for listening and talking and continuing to spread light, because that's what y'all do. So enjoy, happy new year, and let's continue to run together, because running does connect us. And remember, we don't have to run, we get to run. Thank you. Bye.
Come on, break.
Hi, this is Brian Mandarich from November Project, and I need you to do three things. One, listen to episode 40 on How Was Your Run Today podcast. Two, eat a burrito. They're delicious brick-sized multivitamin pills. And three, high-five a stranger. You may creep him out, or you may gain a friend for life.
You know, truer words, Brian, have never been said, because when I first met you, I high-fived you.
And you creeped me out deeply.
And now you're my friend for life.
And it took 6 years before I would speak to you.
Before you would sign legal papers to make me your podcast partner.
Actually, it was more like 10 years.
Yeah, it was more like 10.
Hey! This has been episode 61 of How Was Your Run Today with Peter Villa and Brian Gould. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence.
Listen to us every week wherever you collect podcasts. Brian and I keep ours, along with our burritos, in a thermal pouch while running up the backside of Heartbreak Hill. But whenever you visit that special podcast place, please give us a rating and a comment. Every single one of those makes a difference in how this little here show is ranked.
Join us every Saturday on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram with your Sat Stat Chats. Tell us where you ran, how the weather was, and include a sweet, sweet photo.
Fulfill all of your HWYRT shopping needs at our Redbubble store.
And if you love HWYRT, please share our posts on social media. It's free, and it's easier than asking all of your former guests to send you a voicemail in the same audio format.
Was that a bit of a challenge on the post side there, buddy?
I had to use a lot of different types of software.
For everything else, please go to HWYRT.com. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Peter.
Have a good run today.
You too.
Hi guys, happy 2017. This is Paul Davies from way back in the early days of HWYRT, episode 19. You guys have gone on to do some really interesting podcasts. I'm looking forward to hearing you guys in 2017. 2016 was a good year for me. Qualified as a running coach and had some pretty good races. Although I did suffer a crankle towards the end of 2016. This year I have moved up an age group. So this means a whole new set of age group PRs for me this year. For 2017, I aim to do more cross training and strength training. I'm planning to race 2 marathons, including the Boston Marathon, as well as a series of USATF New England Grand Prix series. I would like to do more coaching as well this year. I worked with a couple of runners in 2016 and they set new PRs in their 5Ks. It is so rewarding to help fellow runners achieve new aims and see them grow as athletes. I do not know if I will celebrate my 50th year by running a 50K or 50 miler. I just may wait to do one with Peter for his 50th. Well, hopefully I'll see you at a race in 2017. I still haven't got used to saying 2017. All right. Cheers, Paul.